Hey, it's Todd Duncan. Welcome to High Trust Today, the podcast. I'm on a quest to help people win in business and in life. To do that, I know they must trust themselves, their relationships, their business, and they most certainly must trust their future. When you do that, you set in motion a universe of possibilities, and that journey begins right now.
So we have to advance confidently, which means we have to be good at skills. We have to be good at the why behind our plan. We have to know in the first place what it is that is deeply emotionally connective to our tissue of our soul on why we're doing anything in the first place. And I think at the end of the day, one of the greatest things about advancing confidently is that is a choice. And the choice to not advance confidently is a choice to advance either reluctantly or not advance at all. So I think that, you know, one of the keys to making dreams come true, one of the keys to making a vision come alive is you have to go forward. You have to advance confidently.
Time kills all deals. I had a little bit of a challenge with that because I know that it took me about 18 months to land my number one real estate agent. And I don't think it was because of my presentation or my closing technique. It was because she was super loyal to somebody else. But I started thinking about it, and it's interesting. When the emotion is high and you've piqued somebody's interest, the last thing you want to do is let somebody think about it. I'm not talking about strong arming. I'm not talking about twisting their arm. I'm not talking about taking them to the mat. But if there's interest and you ask the right questions, like, what are you passionate about? You know, why is selling this important to you? What would it be like if you could get top dollar for this and go create your next project? Those are the questions at the very end that can help you resoundingly come around and say, let's do this.
And you're talking about the fact that the lowest paid originators prospect for 24% of their day, but they only get 5% of active selling time, and the top producers prospect for the same amount of time, but they get 5x the return on active selling. And what you said in this interview, Eric, that really bodes well, is you want to do business with people that are like-minded. You want to do business with people that you can connect with. And the biggest thing everybody needs to understand as they watch this interview is that's how you improve conversion. You don't think about conversion as some kind of layered skill set. You think about the deeper I connect, the more people will want to do business with me. And that's the key. So to spend 4 hours a day prospecting, if you do that every day next year, whether that's prospecting partners, whether it's developing partners or working with borrowers, you'll be in the top 10% of originators in America.
Life is too short to do business with people you don't like. You may have heard me say that before, but I think it's interesting when you start to really think through the likability factor, okay? And it has to do at every level. Like if you're a sales manager, do you awaken every day with a passion and a joy and a love for everybody on your team? If you are in sales, do you awaken every day with a passion, a joy, and a love about the clients that you are serving? You know, if you don't have that joy and that love and that kind of sense of symbioticness where it's natural, you know, when you don't have a match, what ends up happening is you have to work the relationship hard. And so the methodology here is to understand that no is the hardest thing to do, but there's two levels or two spots in which you want to say no, right? You want to say no if you have doubt about a relationship. You want to say no to the next action if you have doubt. You want to say no to the marketing initiative if you have doubt. You want to say no, no, no if you have doubt. You clarify doubt in a day, great, go. If you clarify doubt in a week, great, go. But if you don't ever clarify doubt, then it's probably a signal that you probably shouldn't continue to engage with that person.
Thank you for listening to the High Trust Today podcast. If you want to make this year your best year ever and double, triple, or even quadruple your volume and performance, then I want you to click the link for your ticket to Sales Mastery in the show notes to find out how you can make more money in less time with less stress.